Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Yeah, a used pink bathrobe, a rare mint snow globe, a Smurf TV tray I bought on eBay. My house is filled with this crap, shows up in bubble wrap most every day. What I bought on eBay, tell me why I need another pet rock. Tell me why I got that Alpha alarm clock. Tell me why I bid on Shatner's old toupee. They had it on eBay.
Oh, well, good morning, everybody. It's a special day today. It's Estrogen J here at Your Weekly Dose. That's right. I see. Mia.
Hello.
I see. Producer Casey.
Good morning.
Bonk of the nose.
And that's about it. That's all I got, which is pretty cool. So this is Sean Robertson. This is Your Weekly Dose podcast.
For joining us today as we are streaming live to you from Orange County, California. If you're new to Your Weekly Dose, this program is about having fun. We recap our past week experiences and enlighten your day through laughter.
That's right, Lennon, all the things that we experience in everyday life, the embarrassments, the silly things, the awkward things, even the things that we're afraid to talk about, but we still do.
You know, the things that connect us all, the things that make us human, and as they say, laughter is the best medicine.
And to all of our listeners, old and new, we always love it when you guys are a part of the show and join the conversation. You can do that several ways. Comment on each of our episodes here on our website at yourweeklydose.com.
Send a message via Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1.
Say hello to us on Facebook at yourweeklydose.
Or if you want to send us a personal message, you can email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
That's right. Well, we got a lot of news going on for you guys today. We'll be talking about Black Friday facts, five facts you thought were true, but they're not, small fortune for these movies if you have them in your closet, and put you out of pocket-sized cinema, and what's news a little bit later on.
And you can always download past shows for free from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you are on the go, you can subscribe through iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose, and most importantly, tell the world what you think of us. So please rate and review the show.
And today's theme song is eBay by Weird Al Yankovic. And you gotta guess, why are we playing this song today? What's so special about this song today?
Today.
Today, exactly. If you can guess right, you guys get a free Your Weekly Dose shirt. All you have to do is email your answer to us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com. Oh, wait, wait, wait. This is the favorite part. On eBay. Love that part. And also, guys, don't forget, too, that any of the music that we play here on our show, you can always get from our main sponsor, which is Amazon. All you have to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, and click on the Amazon banner.
What is with that?
And look? Shop to your heart's delight, including downloading this song by Weird Al Yankovic. Have you seen the new movie that that's out on him, the Weird Al story?
I have not.
It is hilarious. It is really, really good. Daniel Radcliffe does a great job on it.
Oh,
of playing him. Yeah, and everything. And it's what?
Wait, what movie?
Weird. The Al Yankovic story.
Okay, because I was like, I've seen Daniel Radcliffe in like a couple new things recently, and I'm like, all of a sudden he's off the stage. Because he was just on Broadway for forever, I feel like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Well, I know he's done some Broadway stuff here and there and some plays here and there.
Yeah, but I feel like he was just in theater for forever, and now I'm seeing him in movies again.
Yeah, which is kind of cool, because he did that one with Channing Tatum.
He did, yeah. I just watched that. Yeah.
I love it when he plays the bad guy.
Yeah.
I love it, because he also did... Now You See Me Too. You played the bad guy in that
really?
One. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I did see Now You See Me, but that was so long ago. I was like 10.
The second one is pretty good, because it is a true continuation of the first one.
Oh, that's good.
So, anyway, so he really, really good in Weird. If you haven't seen it yet, definitely stream. It's on Hulu, I think it is.
Oh, nice.
So, but it's really funny, really good. I'm not going to really spoil it per se, but it's really, really good film, though. And like I said, Daniel Radcliffe does a great job of the whole thing. But anyway, our sponsor, Amazon. Go shop. Go to our website. Click on our banner there for it. And shop to your heart's delight, because that way we get a little bit of money every time you guys do some shopping. Of course,
Tis
the season for shopping, you know, especially this weekend.
Shopping.
Absolutely. Go out and do it. I'll be doing all my Christmas shopping on Amazon.
Christmas.
When the chipmunks get here, I have no idea.
I know, I was just thinking the same thing.
Jamie and the crickets. Did you have coffee this morning?
No.
Really?
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Okay, to be fair, I don't usually drink coffee anymore.
Why?
I'm just naturally crazy.
Well, I've known that since day one, since I met you, which is why you're on the show.
Fair.
Yeah.
Even though I was kind of pretty shy my first day that I came here, though.
Everybody's quiet the first day.
Yeah.
I was quiet the first day.
Aw.
Yeah.
First day way back in the day.
Yeah. Back in the day. Can you believe it, guys? In let's see, we're in coming up on December. So
yes.
January, February, it'll be 7 years that
That's
we've been
crazy.
On the air.
Remember when I said, and a whole seven more, and you were like, you're going to be taking over when I'm, and I'm like,
Exactly. All right, well, should we catch up?
Woo!
All right, let's go ahead and do that.
You know, actually, there was one, like, a couple times. I remember, like, down at the table, we were like, oh, I don't think it's ever been, like, us three. But then I was like, oh, wait, when Steve left, there was a couple shows where it was just us three. Yeah, because I remember I would have to say the, oh, thank you. Casey just readjusted my mic. Woo, go sound. But, yeah, because I remember I'd have to say that whole snippet
All right.
A couple times.
Da, 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 da.
Da, da,
can
da,
you lower
da.
My headphones just a hair bit? I know Forrest has got it up.
A little hair? I know. Maybe he can't hear that well.
What?
What? I don't know.
Okay. Anyway.
Huh?
So. Today? Saturday.
Oh, gosh.
2 days after Thanksgiving. First of all, how was everybody's Thanksgiving?
It was good. Yeah.
I know
you
worked.
Were working.
Of
I did work.
But, I mean, making
which
devil.
Sucks. I mean, because I'd love to have you and Mateo here.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
I know. Holidays and food and beverage are huge, so
people
tend to always need
which
coverage.
I can understand, you know, because I worked retail, so I get it.
Yeah, I worked in the grocery store for a good couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those holidays are crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. But overall, how was it at the hotel, though?
It was good, actually. I found out yesterday that we got double time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that at least
nice.
Was, you know,
that's
in
good.
My favor. You can't really feel too upset about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, for holidays, you usually get double.
So I found out in California, it's completely voluntary.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, there are five national holidays, but there's no law stating that they have to pay you more than the minimum wage.
I thought they were.
So it's totally voluntary by the company.
Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So some company actually has morals.
Some realize that their staff just wouldn't show up if they
no,
didn't.
No, fair. Yeah. No, it's definitely a balance of that. I would always be so mad when I was scheduled on Thanksgiving. I was like not happy to be there. I was like, really? Like,
hey, I mean, same way with Disney too. When I worked with Disney, I mean, I worked the holidays.
I don't think anyone likes to work holidays.
You know, and it's I'll tell you this though. Working at Disney for the holidays,
that's like magical though.
It's a little bit of a give and take.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a thing, because you're going, God, I really don't want to work because I want to spend time with my family. But then you are out there and you're making other families happy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
everything. And that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of
cool. Yeah. But Disney's a different genre, a different place, you know?
Yeah. It is. And the nice thing, too, is that when you do work the holidays at Disney, depending on where you're at, and how your immediate co-employees are with each other, you know, you do become your own family as well.
Oh yeah,
which is kind of cool.
Yeah, no,
especially when you do a show.
Yeah, like I mean, your coworkers, you spend more time with your family and friends sometimes.
Yeah,
I know, my crew that I work with the most in the industry, I usually spend more time with them than I do with like my friends outside of the industry, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So like your coworkers become your friends, which is why it's important to have those like, you know, really cool and supportive people to work with in whatever yeah. industry you're in, you know?
Yeah. Sorry, Casey, but how was the hotel overall? I mean, was it good? Was it busy?
It was slow.
Really?
It was slow. Yeah, I mean, that's what you get when you're working at like a hotel. Everybody's coming in. So our occupancy was up at like 70 or 80%, but nobody is there for... to like be at the hotel.
Yeah.
They're there to like visit family. They're in town. They're like needing a place to stay for the week while they're there, for
right.
a few days while they're there. But then they go to someone's house
right.
yeah.
for Thanksgiving. And that was pretty much all we saw. We saw breakfast was fairly busy that morning.
I can imagine.
And then lunch was really slow, just kind of like people trailing in and getting stuff to go really quick, or just like getting light snacks that they wanted. Mm-hmm. And then Thanksgiving was dead.
Wow.
Like at night. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, paying double for basically not yeah. doing much. And,
that's pretty good,
you
though.
Know?
Right, yeah. exactly. Yeah. Made it up for the fact that it was
yeah.
slow.
Yeah.
And the fact that we had to be there anyway.
Yeah. Nia, how yeah. was your Thanksgiving?
It was good, yeah. I
How's the family
went back
doing?
To the sack of tomatoes. Sacramento.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
The sack, we went back to the sack of tomatoes. And
I like how he was laughing. Casey just gave me a look like, what?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I didn't get that one bit.
Locals.
I got it.
Locals call it sack of tomatoes. My yeah. sister and I get an argument of how she's like, it's sack of potatoes. I'm like, there's no P in Sacramento. It's, yeah.
That's true. There isn't.
I know. Yeah. But yeah. she, argument every time. She's 14. It's going to come up.
Well, she knows everything right now, so.
Yeah.
yeah.
No, I loved how, so I drove home, you know, like, it was like a 7-hour drive, so I drove there.
Why does it take you so long to get there?
I felt, Google Maps, I don't know. I also avoid tolls, so I don't know if that has anything
Wait,
to do
did you
with
take
it.
The Vive straight up, or?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow, okay.
I don't know. I mean, you hit traffic in different spots.
Yeah, because, I mean, normally it takes me anywhere from 5.5 to 6.
Maybe you're going faster than I am.
How fast are you going?
Near the speed limit.
Oh, yeah. I'm going at least 80.
I'm, like, afraid of getting a ticket, so I'm pretty much always getting the speed limit.
Oh, I always drive the speed limit. Prius, speed limit, maybe 2-3 miles over the speed limit. Cruise control.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. But, yeah. Then, like, literally right when I got home, within, like, 10 minutes, I had to jump on a Zoom call because it was, like, a virtual editing session for the Passion Project.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm home. I say hi to, like, my family members real quick. I'm in the bedroom. My sister comes out. She just, like, and by the way, she hasn't seen me for, like, months. She just, like, does a little wave. She has her headphones in. And she walks away.
Well, that's typical family.
Yeah.
I like that. That's typical family. Yeah. Makes sense. How was the dinner, though? What did you guys have for dinner?
It was good. Well, I'm not really a Thanksgiving food person.
Uh-huh.
So I don't eat a lot. And then I get bullied by my family every year for not eating a lot. you know, family.
See, my answer to that is go, hey, at least I'm thin, okay? You know.
Fair. Yeah. But, yeah, so, I mean, it was good. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. You know, it was cool seeing the family. We have a little cousin who's 3. Never mind. That's okay.
Alrighty then, and moving on. Yeah, okay.
I was gonna, but it's okay.
It's okay. All right. Was it just the 4 of you guys at home, or was it like a little bit bigger?
There was like 11 of us.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So it was my immediate family, which is my parents. My 2 sisters, me, so that's 5.
I forget you have 2 sisters, that's
yeah.
right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm the oldest. Then it was my grandparents, so 2 people, my aunt, our cousin, who's 3, and then uncle and girlfriend, who's basically our aunt. She's been with him since I was
For
like
a while.
8, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, it was 9 of us this year. And I invited Steve also mm-hmm. to come over, because normally Steve has dinner with us. But unfortunately, he wasn't feeling too well. He said something was going on with his stomach, whatever. So I was hoping he would fill in today for Forrest.
Yeah.
But he still wasn't feeling too well.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, no worries. You know, I understand. Yeah. But no, it was the typical. It was, you know, of course, myself, my wife, my son. And then my in-laws came over. And then my mom came over and a childhood friend of mine that's staying with my mom right now. Aww. And then my cousin Carmen. And that was pretty much it.
Nice.
So
yeah.
So it was a nice, I mean, you know, we gathered around the table. We had kind of had the typical fixings.
Yeah.
And everything. My father-in-law, we always ask if he can make the, well, since we started having it here at my house, mm-hmm. We asked if he could make the turkey only because he smokes it.
Oh, nice.
So, and my mom, I love it. My mom loves it, you know, and everything. And so, you know, he just cooked it and then brought it over and we carved it. We got a honey baked ham, you know.
Oh, amazing.
Cut it up and everything, put it in the trays and stuff and what have you.
I love ham.
And so we had the typical fixings. We had like cheesy mashed potatoes and stuff and green beans with the bacon in it and stuff and had barbecue beans. The rolls, of course, you know, and the flaky rolls and stuff. Yeah. So it was nice. It was a nice little spread. I had two plates and I was full and I was
yeah.
happy,
heck
you know.
Yeah.
And so it was good. It was really nice. And then we just kind of hung out and talked afterwards. Had our, everybody had their choice of the pies. So we had our pumpkin pie and apple pie, Dutch apple. Mm-hmm. And then Roman likes the, was it like a chocolate silk? Whatever.
Ooh.
So he likes that. So we got that and everything. So
yeah.
So it was all good.
Yeah, it's nice, you know, getting together every, you know, couple months or so.
Yeah. Now, for you, Nia, growing up though, did you have bigger Thanksgivings growing up though, like where more people came over, or not as much?
I think it's always pretty much been around like 11 to, I mean, the max was probably like 15 if like mm-hmm. my uncle came, because my uncle, he lives like cross country, so like. Every once in a while, he'd come and probably bring, like, his girlfriend. But, yeah, I mean, I've always been used to, like, 10 or so people. Besides, like, I think COVID was the exception, you know?
Yeah,
it was, like, actually, I wasn't even, that was, like, the first, now that I think about it, COVID was the first Thanksgiving where I wasn't home. I was living in Florida at the time, so I wasn't even home. I was with my uncle, which was, like, kind of weird. Just like not, you know, like being in the same place for like all your life, and then like for one holiday, like being in a
out of your
place.
Regular element, yeah,
yeah. But yeah, even like that one was nice, you know. Yeah, but you know, always been used to just around that much. Yeah.
How about you, Casey? Big family back home in Jersey, or?
I mean, my immediate family is kind of substantial in size, because there were six in my immediate family. Two of us got married. My sister's got three kids. So that's kind of expanded in and of itself. But
right.
then we've got my grandmother, and I've got like a few aunts and uncles and cousins and stuff like that, but not huge.
Not
we're not
huge.
Really. Yeah, there's some people in the family that they're not like real close to.
Now, with your sister's kids or whatever, do they put them at the very end of the card table? You know, so you have the kids table thing?
Usually there's like a kids table.
Oh my gosh. I would get mad at the kids' table.
Why?
Because I was always, okay, being the oldest child, I was always in that awkward age where I'm not an adult, but I'm not a kid, but I would always be placed at the kids' table anyways, and I'm like 17 years old sitting at this flipping kids' table because there's not enough seats at the adult table. I'm like, are you kidding me?
See, I like sitting at the kids' table.
Well,
because I mean, to me, like I guess because I'm a kid.
I would throw hands at the kids' table.
Well, see,
I was like,
that's funny. But see, like for me, it's like I think, you know, sometimes the adult conversations gets to this or to that or whatever. Sometimes, and sometimes I feel like I can have a better conversation with the kids.
Sometimes, yeah, it depends. But like my family is an interesting bunch.
Right.
Like you think I'm crazy. My family is something.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Did you ever have to call the paramedics on your grandparents because they got stuck in a tub having sex?
Oh, no.
Okay, all right.
No, they're
See,
not
when you
that
get,
crazy.
When you, they get that crazy.
No, but they are, yeah.
Yeah, because my our first co-host V.
Oh no!
That happened to her grandparents.
Oh,
they got somehow they couldn't. They were having sex in the bathtub or whatever, and they got stuck, and they actually had to call the paramedics to help them get them out of the tub, or whatever, because grandma and grandpa were banging it out. So.
Yeah. Lovely.
Which is kind of cool if you think about it, though, you know, but not in a situation you want to be like, okay, we're done and I can't get up. You know, that's not that's not good. That's not really good.
Not good.
Yeah,
no.
You know, can't do a quickie like that anymore, you know.
No.
So, but, so, because how many in your immediate family, Casey?
I mean, now what I would consider the immediate family would probably be 11.
That's still a good, nice size, though.
Yeah, 12 maybe.
And that's with the kids and everything? Mm-hmm. Or, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
See, I like Thanksgivings like that, man. That's kind of cool. And it was always hard for me because technically being an only child, you know, by birth.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
so, see, you never got the kids' table shebackle because you were the...
Well, no, because I did and I didn't. So, like, if we invited certain other relatives over and those
cousins,
kids, then
yeah.
I need to put it at the kids' table.
Yeah.
But then if not, you know, if it was less, then I could put it at the adults' table.
Yeah.
And I'm going, can I go? I want to go. This conversation's so boring. You know, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Because they're talking about whatever, you know, and I could care less. And
there's some conversations where I would be like, yeah, you know, I think I'm just going to go over there and have pie. But there were some conversations where I'd be, like, actually engaged. But I think I just liked being around, like, certain family members, like, no matter what they were talking about type thing, you know? Like, when I was younger, I was, like, really close with my aunt, and so I'd always like to be around her, and, yeah.
Favorite foods at Thanksgiving? Anything? Like, I gotta have this.
Not really.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I just, yeah.
Casey, what about you?
I'm a sweet potato person.
Really?
I like... Mm-hmm.
Like the candied yams with the marshmallows on top.
That's pretty okay. good.
I'll eat
some of those.
Okay, if you ever change your job at the hotel, because this is the second year I've invited you, and unfortunately you were working, which I respect, of course, but when you do get a chance that you and Taylor do come over, I'll have my mom do her candied yams for you then.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, because Steve likes them too. So.
Yeah, they're so delicious. See, that's easily my favorite.
Yeah, see, for me, it's my mom's stuffing.
Candied yams.
Yeah, for me, it's my mom's stuffing. I love
stuffing too.
Well, my mom, I mean, she doesn't do the stovetop shit. I mean, it's like she does the real thing. She like cuts apples up and everything, and puts raisins and.
I like the stovetop
and the bread because it's quicker.
Damn.
But and then she'll put sausage in it and everything, you know. So I mean, it's a true.
Actually, it's the sausage that I don't want.
Oh yeah, it's so good, mm-hmm. so good. You know, so my mom brought hers. I have to have that.
It's funny. I don't really like sausage mm-hmm. when it comes to that, but I do really enjoy people that make the sauce out of like the gravy out of the giblets from the turkey.
Oh.
So you use the esophagus and the heart and stuff
right,
like that, and
right.
you like boil it in the gravy as you're making it, and so it gives it like kind of a nice like meaty flavor to
right.
it. Yeah, it's so good. Or you like chop them up.
I just love
fine.
Mia's looking right now. She's like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
Yeah, or you like chop them up really
that
fine.
That sounds
and it's, like,
disgusting.
The...
That's been yeah.
I really like.
Do you?
I do.
That's good.
Yeah, I think that was the reason why I haven't eaten gravy all these years. That just sounds... Oh, my...
She's on the verge of going...
It's just it's like just a different meat in it than, like, sausage gravy that
yeah.
they put
but you're
on
just doing it for the flavor. I mean, some people will eat the giblets, though. You know, there are some people that will do that. But, I mean, I can't. But I think... I totally agree with Casey as far as the taste and everything is concerned, whatever. It does add a certain flavor overall.
You guys go. Do your thing. I'll be on the sidelines.
So other than Thanksgiving, how was everybody's week, though?
That was good, yeah. Just like a couple video editing sessions for the Passion Project. We've been doing a lot of virtual besides like the editors in Orange County and I am too. So like we'd be in person and we'd hop on to like Discord so that the, because it does like a, pretty much like a crystal clear view of like the whole screen so that the director can work virtually since she's in LA so we don't have to drive back and forth.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been going good. We're... like so close to picture lock. Like I think like the next
what does picture lock mean?
Oh, it means basically the images are set so then it's ready to go over to the colorist because all the footage like kind of it doesn't look like real. Like, it's like it looks kind of like dull when you first like record, you know, when you record.
I just love
video.
The fact that you're using a lot of hand gestures
right now.
I know,
and it doesn't make
and
any sense.
And we're on the podcast, you know, and everything, so.
That's just how I talk. Even, like, it's funny, when I would do, like, voiceover auditions, I would still be very physical.
Well, I can understand that, but, I mean.
Yeah, so it's, so, you know, picture lock is basically just when, like, everything is set image-wise, so the video editor's job is done before sending it over to the sound editor, and the, well, the colorist first, then the sound editor. So everyone's, like,
they're all using the same process. Okay.
Yeah, like everyone sometimes does it in different orders or whatever, but just the sound is synced and the images are set, and then it goes off to the sound editor and they do their magic. But before then, to the colorist goes through and does everything. So, yeah.
Cool. Okay. And Casey, how was the rest of your week?
I worked. I clocked like 47 hours this week.
Get that money.
Yeah, so it was just a lot of the hotel, a lot of events, a lot of people coming and going.
Well, that's good though. And then you got double time
for working
for Thursday. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, you could have killed your boyfriend this morning.
Oh, jeez.
There's been a couple times where I feel like Casey has been close. There's even like some days where you. I remember that one day you were like, Mateo left with the car, and it was like you were and like that day for the passion project. I remember the date; it was September 11th,
because more towers were falling.
For real,
I was taking them all down.
No, but you, yeah, I remember you were like, "I'm gonna kill Mateo." Like he, there's been a couple moments, you know, real close.
I know.
I always,
today yeah. was one poor thing.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, you text me, like, I won't be there, like, Mateo's an ankle. And, you know, and I'm just like, it's okay, just, you know, no worries, you know. You're like, I won't be there till like, 9:20, whatever. Like, okay, that's fine.
And then you were like, Nia, get here at the same time. I was here past 9:20. She was, too, but we both pulled in at the same time.
Exact same moment. It was, yeah, that was pretty.
Yeah, and, yeah. That's when, you know, she texted you, just like, hey, just come in about the same time, you know, get here about the same time, whatever.
And we synced. We Bluetooth without even coordinating.
You know, which is funny, whatever, but, you know, I'm just like, and for Casey, you know, and well, for both of you, actually, but I mean, because Casey drives so much further, it's like, yeah. You know, just get here safely. That's all I care about.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You know, I try. I hate, yeah. I still do not enjoy being late anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that feeling. I know that feeling. Yeah. Yeah. That, my grandfather was the same way. That's what he kind of taught me. You know, yeah. He goes, even if you're on time, you're late.
Yeah. For even when I get to set and stuff, I'm usually like 30 minutes to an hour early.
That's way too much. I like 15 minutes
well,
is good for me.
It depends if I'm producer or if I'm crew. If I'm other crew.
Yeah,
like
it
if
all
I'm
depends.
Producer, I'm probably going to show up an hour early. Yeah. Just because, like, if people show up early, then I want to be there to, like, make sure everything's good.
Sometimes I get there early and then I nap.
Yeah. You know?
So then you sleep out in front of my house?
Yeah.
I know.
It's
that
my MO.
Morning, oh, that morning, you and I were both
nights,
gone.
And there were nights that we were at the bar filming in the morning and at night I was just getting off work at the hotel, so I would drive over from the hotel to her set and then I would just nap, and then they would just knock on the window.
Yeah,
camera setting up.
Yeah, I remember I'd usually come over and be like, hey Casey.
Yeah,
I was like,
stretching my Prius.
Yeah,
waddle
on in, because sound isn't usually needed for like at least the first hour,
right?
You know, so it's like you've got some time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the two of you. Sometimes it just amazes me how much sync you guys are. So like this,
how much
you
what
play, you guys are in sync with certain things.
Yeah, no, we're yeah. You know, we both vibe. We yeah,
which is good. Which is good. That's what I wanted for the show overall.
We friends.
Well, yesterday I got to. I almost forgot. I was telling you earlier, Nia, that I forgot it was Friday yesterday.
Yeah,
I knew what day it was, but then all of a sudden, it just felt like a day.
Yeah,
you know, and
yeah.
I just lost myself within the day. So
and
I have
set alarms to remember the day.
Yeah, sometimes
I do.
And so I had my pseudo sister Michelle came in.
Your pseudo sister?
She her parents and my parents have known each other for.
I see.
And so we grew. She's a year younger than I am.
Okay.
And so yeah, we're
basically
she's my sister.
Just not under the same roof.
And so her kids and her drove down because they live up in Modesto.
Nice. Oh shit, that's far.
Yeah.
I was like,
not as far as Sacramento, but I mean,
like, nice. Wait.
Yeah, you went up to Sacramento, though.
Yeah.
So she lives in Modesto. She works for Gallo Wines up there. Mm. And so, anyway, and they come down for the holidays. So, so yesterday, we had the time to spend together with them and everything. So, because, like, you know, what do you guys want to do? You know, I'm like, I'm game for anything, just whatever. And she says, well, Logan, her son, goes, he wants to go up to Griffith Park. I'm like, that's great. Awesome. You know, let's go check it out. What does he want to do up there, though? I said, let me check to see what's open, what's not open. And I gave all the listings of what is and what have you. And so he actually wanted to go to the Gene Autry Museum up there, which is great. I've never gone myself. And so we went there first. And if you haven't gone to the Gene Autry Museum, it's actually really cool. Do you know who Gene Autry is?
No.
Okay, Gene Autry was a Western movie star and singer.
Oh, right in your...
Okay, well, even before my era.
No, but I mean Westerns.
Well, I wouldn't really call him Western.
Oh,
it was what Hollywood called Western at the time.
Yeah.
You know, he was a singing cowboy, basically.
Nice.
And the thing was, he owned KTLA Channel 5 here locally in Los Angeles.
Oh, cool.
And then he also owned the Angels for a long period of time. He was the original owner of the Angels before
That's
he sold.
Very different.
Yeah.
There's like three different, very different genres there.
Right. But what was smart, though, is that every time that the Angels were on TV, he watched them on Channel 5 because he owned the station.
Yeah.
He owned the team. It was pretty easy.
Yeah.
So he has a Western museum there.
Oh, nice.
It's really cool, but each of the galleries, sometimes it's something a little bit different.
Cool.
And then there's other galleries that do deal with the Old West and stuff.
Ooh.
And it was just very cool. If you haven't gone, definitely go. They had a history in there of different clothing like Levi's and Aloha shirts
sick.
And stuff.
Yeah.
And the influences of both of them and everything. And then also like the fringe that people wear, throughout the years and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was really cool.
Casey's back.
Yes, she is. Look at her slink on through. Look at that.
A little walkie walk.
Yeah, I love her walk.
No walkie walk.
So that was cool. So we got to go there and then
walkie walk. Is that what you're laughing over?
I love her walk. I love it.
And then after that, we went to the observatory.
Oh, nice.
So and then we got to see all the stuff there.
The stars.
Got to watch the shows. And then what was really cool is that when we were leaving, though, there was these guys from the observatory. They both had two telescopes set up. And one pointed theirs at Jupiter, mm-hmm. and the other one pointed the other one at Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was so cool to look through it and actually see Saturn and the rings.
Oh yeah,
so neat.
And nice and clean and clear.
Oh, that's sick.
And then with Jupiter, like we could even see the color, like the bands.
Really, that's so sick.
Yeah, and supposedly Jupiter has like 77 different moons.
Oh yeah, it should
that circle it, and we could see four of them. You know, just going around. It was so surreal at the same time. You know, it was really cool. So we enjoyed that. So that's what I got to do yesterday with the family.
Fun.
That's cool. Yeah, I like that.
So yeah, it was a good day. Oh, and I got some news. So I got an email yesterday from China.
The mail E?
I'm
just
from
weird.
China?
My guitar is almost ready. They're putting in the pickups, and after that I should receive it in about 2 to 3 weeks.
Yay,
oh, lovely.
So my double neck guitar is on its way.
Yes, because 10 is not enough.
Oh no, no. No, I've got so much more than 10. Have you seen the inside of the closet?
Yeah, I've seen some of the closet.
I don't think there's
a
lot more than 10.
I count 2, 4, 6 just in front of me, and I was guesstimating the rest.
Yeah, well, here, I'm going to open up the door.
Oh, and there's another 6.
Take a look down there.
That's a lot.
Get up. Seriously, take a look. No, don't, because that's going to fall off.
Don't. There. Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa.
There's a mic there. There's a microphone.
3 of them look exactly the same.
Actually, 6 of them look exactly the same, because 6 of them are Strats. So. Yeah, I got 6 Strats, 4 Les Pauls, 2 Tellys.
I see 3.
A double
and then
neck.
Those two look pretty similar.
Yeah.
Dang. Wow.
Yeah.
You can make your own museum.
Just about, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I can't
Pure
wait for my,
oh,
I can't wait for my double
guitars.
Neck, though. Can't wait for my double neck to come in, though, man. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah.
So excited.
Woo!
So, well, we got some bad news again, and it seems like we always are carrying this around and everything. Oh, I thought you were going to do it, or you want me to do it?
I don't know.
You don't know her? Okay, give me this thing there. Jimmy Crickets. For the old people who are listening to us, you know, and are also at our affiliates there with Delmarva and also with Lime City Radio, if you hear this song, it's going to take you back to the 80s for sure. When leg warmers were hip and hot and were all the craze.
All the craze.
When you felt like you had to jump on a chair and splash water on you.
Oh, my gosh.
You know. Unfortunately, Irene Cara passed away this morning.
No.
She is, of course, from the movies Fame and Flashdance. She was 63 years old.
Yeah.
That is really, really young, you know. The singer best known performing for the title tracks to the classic 1980s films Fame and Flashdance died this morning. Cara's publicist confirmed the news of her death in a statement shared on the singer's Twitter account earlier this morning. She says, with profound sadness and on behalf of her family, I announced the passing of Irene Cara. The Academy Award-winning actress, singer, songwriter, producer passed away in her Florida home. Irene's family requests, of course, privacy as they process their grief. She was a beautifully gifted soul whose legacy will live through her music and films. The cause of death is currently unknown right now, though. Now, her first she first rose to fame when she was cast in the 1980 musical Fame, which she sang the title track and starred as Coco Hernandez. Her performance in Fame earned her two Grammy nominations for Best New Artist and Best Pop Vocalist, and that was in 1981. Cara later sang and co-wrote Flashdance, the song we're hearing now. What a Feeling, for the soundtrack of the 1983 blockbuster film of the same name. It earned her two wins at the 26th Annual Grammy Awards in 1984 for Best Pop Vocal Performance, Female, and Best Album of Original Score Written for a Motion Picture or a Television Special, and the Academy Award for Best Original Song for 1984 Oscars. So, so sad to lose her, but it is what it is. So we send our condolences to her family out there in Florida. So, great voice, great gal. It makes you want to get to dance. I can tell you that you two are really dancing as well. Okay. Head bopping doesn't count.
No?
No. No, you got chair, you know, really chair dance.
No, no, the head bop is most certainly.
So, yesterday was Black Friday. Have you guys started your shopping yet or no?
Yes.
Ha! Me shop? I don't have money.
Okay, moving on. All right. But, but we do have some Black Friday facts, though, for you that we're going to share.
For saving money.
Yeah. Well, I don't know for saving money, but just, you know, some facts.
Deals. Oh, that's me.
Yeah, that would be you. So that's, yeah. Why is it so important?
For this. I got it.
Nice. Yay! There we are. Tracking the show program, ladies and gentlemen.
See, and today we can't tell her, listen later on because, you know, she's. You know, Forrest isn't here. Damn. So she's got it. Like that. Damn. Damn it.
Forrest.
Wow.
Hey, Rob,
oh, yeah.
Am I the first fact? Is that why you pointed to me? That would make sense.
No, because it's all you, baby.
It's all of me?
Oh, God. See, this is what happens when Forrest is out. You see, you step up.
No.
You know.
I cry. No, I'm kidding. Oh, God.
Says the actress, producer.
I'm just being dramatic.
Yeah, you are. Do you just because of that? Do it in a British accent.
Okay. Let me find it from within.
Well, give me some kind of accent. No, not that one.
I didn't even say anything.
Okay. Nope. Try another one.
I'm gonna take this pen and just.
And you just did.
What does the average person spend on Black Friday?
I don't know. What does the average black person spend on Black Friday?
Despite overall inflation concerns, a survey of 1,200 adults from that found.
They found? What did they found?
What did they found?
What did they found?
Found. I switched.
Oh, now we're going for the
southern. Yeah, I switched.
Oh, now we're going to the southern accent.
Found that consumers will spend $500 on average during the week of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, a 12% bump from 2021.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
$500 on Black Friday.
Do you have the phone?
Do I have the phone? Oh.
I like how she muted her own mic, and then you respond anyways.
Yeah, could have muted me too, though, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was hoping it wouldn't interrupt the show. That was the whole
yeah, point. Right.
It is.
Well, oil machine,
so
folks.
Do you have the phone or do you not?
I gotta go get it.
I will continue to read.
All right, go ahead and read. I'll go
and
get
I'll
the phone.
I'll just like switch off from accents so that nobody knows which ones I'm gonna do next. Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God, we're gonna see her actual talent.
Okay.
Who?
Who are
you? Bluetooth once again. Who are the biggest spenders on Black Friday? The biggest spenders, millennials aged 24 to 35, paid out an average of $419.52 per person. Via the Washington...
Per person?
Yeah, apparently. What millennials have money?
Influencers.
Oh.
It's my guess. I don't know.
Valid.
Yeah, I would assume that that's like based on an average game where the outliers are really like affecting the median.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like when people are buying like $1 million houses as gifts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or whatnot.
Yeah, because that adds up to 400.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think that's bringing up the average a whole lot. Because, like, I try to spend like that on the whole family.
For real. Me too. Maybe not this year, but.
Yeah, maybe not this year.
Well,
I try to spend that much just on myself.
I know.
Men.
Yeah.
Slightly more likely to shop the sales. In 2022. That's this year.
You noticed. Good job. So proud. Holy shit.
In 2022, men.
That's this year.
You know, I think me butchering these lines are more entertaining than the lines themselves.
Yes, they are.
Which is why I'm handed this script.
Yes, we did.
In 2022, men are slightly more likely to say they'll be hitting the Black Friday sales, with 55% of men saying they'll be bargain hunting, compared to 52% of women. Not only do more men say they'll be shopping, but they also plan to spend more than women, with the average man handing over $465 compared to $300 for women. What are you pointing? Oh. More men than women think Black Friday sales offer value. Almost three.
More women?
More men than women.
Believe the Black Friday sales?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I believe that.
Because we're dumb.
And there's one over there admitting.
Hey, we're dumb, we're stupid, we're idiots, we're morons. That's why I don't date men.
Yeah, why do women date men? Just saying.
Because I think they can make them better. That's why.
Yeah.
Is it true? Yeah, we like projects. Is that what you're saying?
We like projects.
I can change him.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
No, you can't, sweetheart. He's an idiot for life.
Fair.
Wow. Well, since we have so much going on today, my buddy is out at this thing called Turkey Boogie. It's a big base jumping event.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. So they're all out there just like jumping off of cliffs and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
No. Off of cliffs in Utah.
Ooh, Utah. Oh, I bet that's beautiful.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But he was just texting me about it. So I'm going to see if he wants to answer and he'll talk to me a little
bit.
Okay. And I'm waiting for a text.
Okay. What else do we got? Anything else on?
Is Black Friday losing popularity?
I don't think so.
No.
Are you there? There's an increase. Yeah, well, actually, wait.
There's an increase in what?
There's an increase, then there's a decrease.
In what?
You want me to read it?
Increase and decrease in
what?
Want
me to read it?
What is it?
I'll just read it. No, it's fine. I got it.
I feel like I'm watching like a really bad sports announcer right now. It's like, oh my God, they're running up and down the court. Look at that. They put it in the back. You know what? Watch the highlights tonight. Just watch the highlights tonight. It'll be
Somebody
amazing.
Somebody talk about this. Who knows what's going on?
We'll be amazing.
Well, I was trying to paraphrase. It just didn't work out too well.
Oh, no.
Stick to the script.
Fine. In 2020, online shopping during Black... I'm literally crying.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. In 2020, online shopping during Black Friday increased as many of us were told to stay at home. According to a Drive research study, online Black Friday shopping will see a 33% increase compared to 2021. About 32% of people still plan to shop in person, which decreased by 9% this year. So increase then decrease.
Increased and then decreased.
See, that's the context.
So people were locked in their homes and then exploded at the door. And then now they're like, all right, we're back over it.
Yeah, exactly.
Over it again.
Exactly.
Do we have more facts?
Now, this is actually an important question.
Okay.
Is everything cheaper on Black Friday? It's a fair question. Are prices actually lower?
Some yes, some no.
Yeah, I think so.
The answer, yes. On average, in-store discounts fall around the 20% off range the week of Thanksgiving and rise to roughly a 37% savings on Thanksgiving and Black Friday.
There you go. So okay. Go out and shop, people.
Yeah.
Yeah, we spent about $500.
Nice. Okay, so yeah, my buddy is at Turkey Boogie launching himself off of cliffs, and I got him on the phone here. This is Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Can you hear me, Matt?
Matt. Hello.
I know.
Did you use my phone or your phone?
No, it's here. He's on the phone.
Matt.
I know. Matt.
Matt.
Unless he doesn't have signal?
I mean, it's Utah.
I can hear him.
I thought I can't hear too.
Hey, Matt.
Hello. Hello. Well, okay. We'll just mute that and move on until then.
Okay.
Right. Anyway, back to facts.
Oh.
Are we done with the facts?
I mean, there's technically one more if you want me to read it.
Oh, okay.
Why do people buy on Black Friday? Black Friday is a shopping day for a combination of reasons, as the first day after the last major holiday.
Wow.
Wow.
I thought it's at least for a sec. I just... Look, I haven't had food today.
You haven't had coffee either.
As the last major holiday before Christmas, it marks the unofficial beginning of the Christmas shopping season. Additionally, many employers give their employees the day off as part of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. There you go.
Awesome. Very cool.
So they're giving the day off?
Possibly.
I like it.
That's
I like it.
Some employers.
All right. So what time are we at right now?
10:47.
10:47. Okay.
Passing the... facts. Was that your
a lot
script?
Of I've got facts that, you know, growing up, you know, your parents tell you certain things or you hear certain wives' tales.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and of course, some are true, some are not true, or whatever. Well, I've got five of them right now that everyone believes that they're true.
I see.
But they're not.
So they're not facts.
They're facts.
The facts of the not facts?
But they're wrong facts.
So these are statements, not facts.
Right, right. I guess you could say that, you know, overall.
Okay, so these are five statements that we used to
possibly
think are facts.
Facts, right. And
possibly
they're
false facts.
False facts.
False facts, is
false
that what
facts.
We call them?
False, false facts.
Okay.
Say that like second to seventh.
Okay, so the first one
false
I've got
facts,
here
false
is that drinking milk promotes mucus.
Wait, that's false?
That is false.
Really?
Yep. Everyone knows it's bad to drink milk when you're sick, but is it really? The assumption that drinking dairy-based products while having a cold will only make your throat more phlegmy. While dairy is known for thickening your saliva, it will do nothing to increase the amount of mucus in your throat. So, there you go. It's false. Okay. So, you know, if you got a sore throat or anything like that, have all the Ben and Jerry's you want.
I eat ice cream every night.
There you go. See?
You're like, it's not a sick thing.
Every single night. Yeah. It's not a sick thing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. See? Our body heat escapes mostly from our heads.
Isn't it from our feet?
That I don't know, but this one, you know.
We don't know the answers. This isn't the quiz. Chill.
Yeah. Wow.
Look, I never know the answers to those. This one's I might actually do.
Well, okay. A lot of people say that, you know, because I've even heard this, that, you know,
The head
cover your head and this and that,
yeah,
so that way the heat stays in, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, many people believe that we lose body heat primarily from our heads, but in fact, adults lose their body temperature quite evenly throughout their bodies.
Oh, nice.
The only ones who lose most of their body temperature through their head are babies.
Babies.
Is that because they don't have hair?
Yeah.
What about bald people then?
Silence.
I don't know.
We're not the scientists here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just reading the facts here.
Yeah.
He just has a script.
Okay. Yeah, hair turning gray earlier. Hair turning gray earlier if you dye it frequently. So for whatever reason, that
That's almost funny because I feel like people dye their hair to eliminate the grays, and then they're
promoting
more grays.
Say this again. Dyeing your hair does what?
Well, they're saying that hair turns gray earlier if you dye it more frequently.
Wait, is this a false fact?
This is a false fact.
Oh, okay, so it doesn't matter.
So, right. Many girls hesitate to dye their hair because they believe it will lead to premature graying. As we age, our hair begins to lose its pigmentation. Things that might make your hair turn gray include stress, poor health choices. So, maintaining a healthy lifestyle will likely keep your hairs vibrant and full. Aside from them, it pretty much depends also on your genetics.
I got my first gray hair on my 20th birthday, and I'm not even making that up.
I've had a few when I was in my 20s, too, where I had one gray hair.
Where I was, washing my hair, and I was like, oh, my gosh, that's a gray hair. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I dye my hair too much to know if I even have a gray hair yet.
Fair.
Yeah. And the colors you choose, I love an awful lot.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
The purple.
The Vivids.
Yeah, oh,
I
love it.
I'm a big fan of the Vivid
colors.
I love
it.
Yeah.
All righty.
Fits your personality, you know?
Okay, here we go. Here's the other one.
Thanks.
Goldfish forget things just after 3 seconds.
Oh, that's not a fact.
Nope. Mm-mm.
How long?
There's a very popular myth going around that goldfish only have a 3-second memory, and the phrase "the memory of a goldfish" does nothing to support the helpless fish's cause. It's currently unknown exactly where this belief originated came from, but we do know that it's these fish. We do know, though, the fish forget things after a lot more than 3 seconds.
Person!
It's been speculated that goldfish actually have the ability to remember things up to at least a few months.
See, now, you were getting on to me about butchering a script. I'm sorry, what were you just doing?
Okay, see, I don't have my glasses on.
I don't have my glasses.
But at least I'm not paraphrasing, though.
I said increase, then decrease.
Increase, then decrease.
That was the important part. Ah!
I know.
That one hurt.
Yeah, sorry. Hello? Hello?
Are we still trying to get your friend on?
Ah! I heard it for a hot second.
I think it just got cold.
He got cold.
All right. Should we continue on then? Or?
Yeah. Unless you think.
What's next?
Let's see. What is next on the show?
All right.
No.
Wow.
Facts.
Okay.
Not a fan.
All right.
Not a fan.
Do you guys still have any VHS tapes at home?
Oh, yes.
Probably.
I have Rockadoodle. Thank you.
Okay. Really? Rockadoodle?
Yeah.
And you're proud of that?
Yeah, very proud. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't know. I don't own Rockadoodle, but.
Check. Hello.
Hello, hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, well, this is kind of cool. Now, this is if you have an original copy of this VHS tape, you might have a small fortune on your hands.
Heck yeah. Let's hear it.
Okay, all right. So, a lot of these, ironically, are Disney films.
Naturally. Actually, my grandma has a ton of these, so I'm listening closely.
Okay, here we go. Song of the South.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, with Uncle Remus and everything, you know, and Br'er Rabbit, Br'er Bear, and Br'er Fox, okay?
Yeah.
So, right now, Song of the South, if you have the original VHS, original casing and everything, it goes for about $100.
Small fortune,
but still.
And what was this?
$100, okay? Song of the South.
This
is the only horror movie that is in this list, though. Hellraiser, the original Hellraiser, is going for about $300.
Nice.
Hellraiser, huh?
Yeah.
Nice, okay.
For whatever reason. Okay. The original Godfather, okay, released by Paramount.
Mostly Disney movies. Then the next two.
Hold on, though. $350 it's going for it. In the original box and everything,
nice.
The original
That's
Godfather.
Good.
This one blew my mind.
Okay.
I could not believe this one.
Let's hear it.
And I don't know if you grew up with this or not.
Possibly.
Yeah. Barney and Friends.
Yes, I grew up with that.
Okay. Do you have the original at home?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because that one is worth $950.
So I'm going to go check at home.
And see. All right.
Barney and Friends on VHS.
Barney and Friends on VHS is going for $950.
I think I'd like to take this paper home.
For collectors. All right. Now, here we go. The Lion King. The original Lion King.
I might have that actually.
That one I do have on VHS.
Okay. How much do you think it's going to go for?
$700.
You're actually closer, Nia. It's going for $2,000 or more.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Also, who has VHS players? Like, you buy these, but, like, what do you...
I mean, my parents.
Hey, you can still go to, like, a pawn shop and find them.
I guess, yeah.
You know, if it's still working. I mean, I've got one in my garage still.
Yeah.
That's in great working condition. You know, just kept it there. So, yeah. So, Lion King, original VHS, original packaging, $2,000 or more. Okay? Wow. All right.
What condition do these need to be in?
It doesn't say the condition, really, but which is kind of interesting.
All right.
All right. So now these people are now part of Disney.
Mm-hmm.
The original Star Wars.
Mm.
Not the special editions or anything. The actual original Star Wars when it came out on VHS. How much do you think that's going to go for?
$2,500.
You're not far off. The lowest is $2,300. The highest is $100,000.
Oh, I am
in the original box. So now imagine this, though. Imagine having the original trilogy in the original boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Pre-special edition.
Oh, my gosh. You would make a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, that would be just amazing. Okay. The next ones, 1, 2, 3, 4. The next four are Disney films.
Okay.
The Great Mouse Detective.
Oh, I remember that one. I might actually, my grandma might have that. She has like a whole wall of VHS.
VHS?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much do you think that's going to go for?
$2,500?
No, not that much.
Oh, wait. Is this not sorted in order of price?
No.
Not really, no.
Oh, okay. I thought it was. That's why I kept
$700. That's what I just keep guessing.
$700. Yeah.
$700?
No.
Oh. That's why you were repeating
it.
400.
Oh no, it goes for a lot more. It's in the thousands.
Oh shit.
Wow, really? I have that one too.
The Great Mouse Detective?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Original.
Yeah, the box set with like the thick buck one where it's like a little bit extra like.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
You might have some extra money.
Both of you. $10,000.
You're cute. What the
what?
$10,000 is what it's going for collectors.
That's crazy.
The original VHS.
That's insane.
The original VHS.
Who chooses these prices? Like, who's the person?
I don't know, but also, do I want to get rid of my Great Mouse Detective movie?
For $10,000?
No, my thing is this. Disney went ahead and archived a bunch of movies, and now you can't get them anymore, period.
These prices are what they are, because you're looking at the original when Disney
And not only did
them.
They just archive them, but Disney has changed films from the time that they've released. Disney has also gone back and like redacted films from their vault, like, altogether. That they just don't print anymore. They don't want to be associated with anymore.
Well, like the first one I mentioned, Song of the South. Mm-hmm. You know, even though it's going for $100, I'm sure that's going to, as years go on, it's going to go up.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. I'm pretty sure isn't it like banned or something?
Well, I don't know if it's banned, but just like she was saying, I mean.
Like they definitely don't distribute
they're
it.
They're trying to distance themselves from it.
Yeah.
Okay. Cinderella.
Oh, that one I definitely have.
Original?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have that too.
Okay, now remember, keep it. It's not the reissue. It's not out of the archive thing. It's not out of the vault.
It was like a
version, but the when it first came out on VHS, Cinderella. Well, how much do you think it's going to go for?
$800.
Oh, more than that.
$3,000.
More.
$4,000.
More.
$7,000.
Double it.
$14,000.
You're $1,000 off. Sorry, you missed it. Yep, $15,000.
You said double it.
Wow.
$15,000 for the original Cinderella on a VHS original box.
That's insane.
That's insane.
Yeah. I don't know who would just bring that money out of their pocket, but like go them, you know?
Well, see, that's just it, though. I mean, like, you know, just like Casey was saying, there's certain films that they brought out, they released, whatever, you know, and now put back in the vault. And then occasionally they said, okay, we're going to re-released for the or some of them say that for the first time on VHS.
Yeah, and that's the scary thing with streaming is they can go and edit the films and put them on streaming, and you technically would not know if they made any changes.
Right.
Yeah. Some things like kind of are interesting to me because like I've been thinking about a lot of that about these platforms that have like subscription based things, like even Spotify. I've been paying into Spotify now for a couple years, and I have playlists on playlists of music that I've downloaded that technically should be mine because I'm paying into this subscription for the music.
Right.
But if I get rid of my Spotify account, is that music still mine? Like, can I burn that music off of Spotify, or is Spotify just allowing me to play it off of their platform?
I think you're
just
allowed,
play it.
Yeah, it's so strange to me.
Yeah. All right, last two guys. Lady and the Tramp.
I definitely, like, I feel like it. My grandma definitely has that one.
Okay. How much do you think it's going to go for?
8,000.
More.
12,000.
More.
17,000.
Add three.
$20,000.
$20,000 for the original Lady and the Tramp on VHS.
That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, totally. Okay. This one was the kicker. I couldn't believe this. I remember going to the movie to see this when my wife and I first started dating. But when it came out on VHS, the original Beauty and the Beast. How much do you think that's going to go for?
20,000?
No, more.
Jesus, 25?
More.
More? 30.
Way more.
40?
Way, way, way more.
70?
Way more than that.
I have all of these.
Well, you're a rich lady.
Wow. We had no
If you
they're
sell
all
them.
The original, like, they're all those like white box
if that's
cases
the,
with
if
the
that's
slips
the original,
through them.
Yeah, okay. If that's the case, then you are a rich lady.
I think. I mean, they are my parents.
Okay, I know we have Beauty and the Beast ourselves.
$550,000. $500,000.
For Beauty and the Beast.
What?
Yep.
The like just like when we say original, we're just talking like she says, like the white cases, right? With this.
Well, see, that's just it. It depends on when it first came out. Did it come out in just like the box, or did it come out in those white cases? Because some of those white cases are reissues, like when Pinocchio came out. Because that's what I'm saying. So you got to be careful.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's these ones. It's when it very first came out. Did it come out in the box? Or did it come in like the Disney white cases too? Mm. Now, if that's how it came out originally in those white cases, then yes, that is the original one.
Okay.
So you got what you want to double check.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, Beauty and the Beast.
Can I see this?
550,000.
I just want to take a picture.
Yeah, add it up. I mean, it's going to be a whole lot of money.
I mean, yeah, I could always.
Yeah. Any luck on your friend or?
No, yeah. I tried both of the phones. I even tried my own phone plugging it in, and he couldn't hear us once we plugged it in.
Oh, wow. Too bad. I'm sorry.
That's weird because we use the phones all the time.
All the time. Yeah, exactly. Interesting.
Yeah, well, I even tried unplugging the Apple one and using my phone with the 3.5, and he apparently still couldn't hear us from the board. So I'm curious what cable is not.
Or just wasn't connecting to the phone for whatever reason.
But all three phones, I tried two different cell phones.
Wow.
Two different cell phones and both connections.
Interesting.
I was trying cell phone one and cell phone two.
Okay. Any word on Forrest? Or?
He said he's too busy.
He's too busy? Okay, no worries.
Wow.
All right. Well, hopefully he is having fun, though, out in Lancaster. That's where he's at today. His son is, what are they doing? Like some kind of football game out there, I think, for CIF. So
having fun.
Hopefully, man. Hopefully they win, and that'll be a good thing overall. What are we at on time right now?
11:03.
All right. You know what? Let's go ahead and do this because I think we need to do it because we haven't done it in a while, and give the audience some culture, some class, something we like to call. Pocket size cinema.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Dramatic.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Should
we try it again?
I fat palmed.
Oh, you fat palmed. Is that what it was?
Yeah, I attached that and I apparently hit it with the side of my palm.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Pocket Size Cinema. Today's feature is entitled The Ice Cream Man. The Ice Cream Man. The Ice Cream Man. We open when, upon hearing that her elderly grandfather has passed away, a woman went to her grandparents' house to visit her 95-year-old grandmother to comfort her. So let's pick up the action here, shall we? Sit back, relax, and enjoy The Ice Cream Man.
Oh, Grandma, I'm so sorry to hear about Grandpa.
Oh, don't worry, dear. He lived a long life and died a happy man.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Grandma. But if you don't mind me asking, how did Grandpa die? I mean, last Sunday afternoon, he seemed so happy.
Well, my dear, your grandfather had a heart attack while we were making love on Sunday morning.
What? I can't believe it. I mean, Grandma, two people having sex when they are nearly 100 years old would surely be asking for trouble.
Oh, no, my dear. Many years ago, realizing our advanced age, we figured out the best time to do it was on Sunday mornings when the church bells would start to ring. It was just the right rhythm, nice and slow and even. Nothing too strenuous, simply in on the ding and out on the dong.
Ding, dong.
And he'd still be alive today if that damn ice cream truck hadn't come along.
I just love the fact that Nia's going, huh? How does that work?
No, that's not the face. No. I was making that face because I was like, this grandma and granddaughter are awfully close for this TMI.
Well, when you have that high pitch of a voice for the granddaughter, you know, as opposed to maybe, I don't know, a 30-year-old or just a little, you know.
There's a daughter. Well, she's young.
A very young daughter. Like, I don't know, six?
Exactly. They're awfully...
It sounds like her great-granddaughter is what it was. Not the granddaughter there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's see. What else we got going on today? Should we do What's News?
Oh, wow. It's that time
what's
of day.
News? What's your cat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's news? What's your cat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, my gosh. Sometimes I hear these stories, and it really freaking amazes me how this can happen. But every woman is different. So here you go. Here's mine here. This woman thought she had kidney stones.
Mm-hmm.
But nope, it wasn't. A new Massachusetts mom got the surprise of her life after what she thought were kidney stones turned out to be a sign of what she was in labor.
Mm.
Melissa Sirkoff told NBC 10 in Boston that she had no idea she was pregnant until she actually delivered her son.
How tiny was the toilet. Son? That's...
Yeah.
How tiny was the baby?
Well,
I feel like you'd know.
Well, that's just it, you know, but there she is. She's on the toilet thinking she's going to pass a kidney stone, and instead comes the kid.
That would... be and, something.
And then, does she normally have kidney stones?
And I don't know. And the kid did a half gainer into the toilet and splash and touchdown. There
is
you go.
Is the kid alive?
Well, yeah. In fact, just before her son was born, Sugar's fiance, Donnie Campbell, said that he called 911 because she thought she was passing a kidney stone. And then, of course, the baby arrived. She goes, "We were just kind of in shock, not expecting it at all. And all of a sudden, there was a baby in the toilet." When the EMTs arrived,
so many questions.
They too were surprised by what they found. They were looking for this kidney stone, and it ended up being, of course, this baby. She explained that she couldn't believe that she was pregnant for 9 months without realizing it. She had always had irregular menstrual cycles, and she added that she thought that the flutters in her abdominal area she experienced during her pregnancy was just gas. Sirkoff said she gained a little weight, but she assumed that it was due to new medication for her multiple sclerosis, which listed weight gain as a possible side effect. The couple's 2020 wedding was delayed by the pandemic, and she said, "So we decided to wait on plans to start a family. We always wanted our ducks in a row. We wanted to get married, and we wanted to move out We wanted to have just the right job, she told the news outlet. Things just didn't work out according to plan. Despite the shock, Sharkoff and Campbell say they're excited to be parents after spending a few days in the hospital. Baby Liam is doing great. And she says, it's amazing now. I wish, she goes, I wouldn't change it for anything. Some women, they just don't know that they're pregnant because of the,
I guess.
I've heard.
I could see it. I mean, if you don't gain a lot of weight, yeah. And like all the other stuff she was talking about.
Yeah, or you think it's something else or whatever, or if you have a different menstrual cycle. And I mean, I've heard stories too where women have had a menstrual cycle while they were pregnant.
Yeah.
And didn't realize, that they were. So they thought, hey, everything's normal. And all of a sudden, go to the toilet and once again pops out a baby instead of the back door,
Yeah, that's almost a sweet story.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that what was really funny is the kid ended up in the toilet, though, and splashed in the toilet. So
I know. One. How much has to fall out of you before you start to realize, wow, this is larger than a kidney stone?
Yeah, exactly. And wow, that's a pretty big kidney stone, too.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I'm not going to, but, I have something a little
I feel like
scary.
That should launch immediate investigations into the, parenting rights of these individuals.
I mean, fair.
You were so oblivious to the fact that you were pregnant, clearly not ready for this child.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you're
not even in tune with yourself enough.
Well, her medical history, too. So, I mean, she's got MS. So, I mean, it's like, you don't know how the body's going to react
MS,
to different
what
things. Multiple sclerosis.
Oh. That's like a, is that a?
Disease.
And she had something else too, didn't she?
No, shit.
No, that's all it said.
Was just the.
Yeah, and then she thought the abdominal pain or whatever.
She
which
had
was,
kidney
was,
stones
was,
though.
No, she didn't have kidney. She thought she had kidney stones.
But it was a baby.
Why would you just assume you had kidney stones?
I don't know.
We don't know this woman.
Yeah. I'm just reading the story. Damn it. Let's move on.
Casey.
You're asking too many questions.
We don't have the answers. Just like.
We don't have the answers. It's not
informing,
the game show.
We're just informing the funny story.
Yeah. You know, I am.
She had a baby. It fell out and ended up in the toilet.
That was sort of a sweet story, but I have kind of a scary story.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Revenge-seeking arsonist set fire to wrong house.
Wait, what?
A woman who intended to burn down her ex-lover's home failed to confirm the address and ended up setting fire to a stranger's abode, according to police in North Carolina. The result is that the alleged arsonist can't even claim the sweet taste of revenge as she sits in a jail cell. Alerted to flames on his front porch around 7 a.m. Friday, a Gold Hill homeowner discovered a woman standing next to a car that was blocking his driveway, according to an incident report from the Ronan County Sheriff's Office. She mumbled something and after brushing the armed homeowner with her vehicle drove away, investigators say, per the Charlotte Observer.
Wow.
The man didn't know. So is this in Charlotte, North Carolina? Because that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, especially if it says Charlotte and then the NC after it. That'd be North Carolina.
No, I was just talking about I've been to Charlotte.
Oh, so right. It's a great town. Love the town.
I had some crazy things happen to me in Charlotte. Anyway, so the man didn't know.
But I can't talk about him on the air.
I had some crazy, not so positive things happen to me in Charlotte. The man didn't know the woman, but the license plate number he recorded allegedly led to Christy Lewis Jones, 49, of Richfield, who is believed to have mistaken the home as that of a former boyfriend living in the same area, investigators say. She allegedly set two fires, one on the porch and another around a propane tank. Used Flex Seal to obstruct the homeowner's garden hose and cut it into this above-ground pool. This is like a full-on operation.
Yeah.
Like.
Now, but here's the thing, though. She thought it was her ex-boyfriend's house. Wouldn't you think that you would know the correct house, though?
Maybe he moved.
But still, I would think that
I thought that's what my thought process was, too. I'm like, if he's your ex, like, I think you would know where
he lives. At least,
though,
yeah.
Like, it's like, because when you're dating, you go over to each other's house a bit.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, I still, like, even though I'm not with my ex, I still remember, like, where his house was because it was right by my house, you know?
Yeah.
If you're in the same area, like, you just, like, remember where it is, you know?
Now, if it's 20 years later, I can understand forgetting, I think it's in, I know it's in kind of this area.
Yeah, but if it's 20 years later, why would you?
Yeah,
seek revenge then.
Well, some people are idiots, you know, like this woman, obviously. But if it's something more...
Midlife crisis.
Yes.
She's like, this is where my turning point is.
There you go.
She hit this rock bottom. It was all because of you.
I can finally get back at him after all these years.
Oh, my God.
But I mean, if it's more recent, it's like, wow. I would think you would know where they live.
Yeah, same.
Wow.
Unless he was hiding it for some reason.
It just impulsively went and burned down someone's old house.
Yeah,
the memories there are bad.
Do much research.
All right.
So,
anything else? Or?
It cost an estimated $20,000 in damage. She charged with felony first degree arson, assault with a deadly weapon, and larceny of an animal as she was allegedly holding one of her homeowner's dogs on a leash when he confronted her.
Wow.
Her bond is set at $101,500.
That's a good bond to have.
Good amount of money.
That's a good bond to have.
Go arsonists.
All right. Well, this one
no.
Came unexpectedly here on this story.
Unexpectedly. Just yeah. Like the baby.
Yeah. A mummified body was found in a wall.
You know, I heard about that.
Of the Oakland Convention Center.
I think that's funny.
Wow.
I don't know how
what?
That happens, yeah. But I think that's almost yeah. Funny. That's also horrifying.
It is.
But it's like...
A mummified baby.
No, not a mummified baby.
Just a mummified
person. Now you're combining the two stories. The lady had a mummified baby and
no,
it popped out and was taking a dump on the toilet.
A mummified baby on fire in the Oakland.
Okay, so there was just an old, there was just a body
good thing
in
that
the walls.
It was, yeah, it's a good
Oakland.
Thing she took a dump on the toilet because as soon as he was on fire, fell into the water.
So
yeah, and
I still
want to
know.
All right, here we go. Mummified body found in a wall of the Oakland Convention Center. The mummified body was found in the wall of Henry J. Kaiser Convention Center in Oakland, California. It was identified as a 42-year-old man who'd vanished nearly 2 years ago.
Oh.
Yep. The coroner said. The body was found by a construction crew doing remodeling work at the historic downtown building. A worker noticed what appeared to be a human body in the wall that was being deconstructed. And see.
That's why I don't work in construction.
Ray Kelly of the Alameda County Sheriff's Office said that the conditions in the wall helped preserve the body, identified the Alameda by the coroner's office, basically. The cause of death is pending. Authorities previously said they believe the death was accidental and the person died
towards
the top of the wall itself. So I guess as they're pouring the concrete in or whatever, he maybe fell in and somebody looked away and then refilled it more and. He was mummified. So there you go.
Oh, shit. That's a scary death.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a horrifying death.
That's a horrifying death.
I mean, if that's how he
yeah.
died.
But it's not as bad as being born in a toilet, though.
I feel like this family would have a major lawsuit on their hands.
Well, especially considering the person had vanished nearly 2 years ago. So
2 years ago, was it under construction or did someone kill this person? Wrap him up
well, I'm
like
wondering,
a mummy.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Did he work for the construction company?
Well,
it
doesn't say.
There is so much that needs to be. Why do we follow up on any of these ever? Or do we just stop them at this?
I don't know. You're the producer.
Now I need them. Take note.
I almost don't want to. This is a horror. That's scary.
That's kind of scary.
That's why no construction sites.
For you.
Yeah. Ironically, my house was under construction for like 8 years, but...
But you're okay.
I'm okay.
All right. Any more stories or what we got?
There are, technically, but if we don't have time, then we can move on.
No, we got time.
Okay.
We got plenty of time.
National Park Service begs visitors.
Yeah.
That's all I've read so far.
Uh-huh.
Now I'll read the rest.
Okay, go ahead.
The National Park Service dropped an unusual warning recently, urging visitors to stop licking toads.
What?
Nice.
We're back to that.
Back to it?
We're back to that.
What do you mean we're back to that? Was that a thing?
Yeah, like witch doctors and stuff like that.
Oh.
Constantly just licking toads.
Yeah.
As we say with most things you come across in a national park, whether it be a banana slug, unfamiliar mushroom, or a large toad with glowing eyes in the dead of night, please refrain from licking, the agency wrote. The warning posted on Facebook last week specifically applies to the...
The frog.
How poisonous is this frog?
I don't know, but it has glowing eyes.
I want to lick this frog.
You
You're like, I want to get glowing eyes.
Casey's going on a trip.
Literally. On an adventure.
You'll also be with the unfamiliar mushroom, so she will literally be on a trip.
Yeah. With the unfamiliar mushroom.
Yes.
What if they're familiar to me?
No, even better trip. Then you know what you're getting out of your trip.
That's true.
On Facebook last week, specifically applies to the Sonoran Desert Toad, aka the Colorado River Toad. So this is Colorado, folks. Maybe.
Well, that's what it's named. It's named the Colorado River Toad. So,
so maybe it's from so Colorado. So
throughout the Colorado River.
I don't know where this desert is, but... Okay.
All right.
These toads have prominent parotid glands that secrete a potent toxin. That was a sentence to say. There is some...
Any sentence to say from you is tough.
No. But this, these words were interesting. The agency wrote, it can make you sick if you handle the frog or get the poison in your mouth. Yet people seek it out anyway for something else it discreets.
Yeah.
Casey. A hallucinogenic substance called 5-MeO-DMT. So they are licking this toad to get a trip.
Yeah.
In fact.
I've heard it before, you know, from other frogs too or whatever, where people go around and go, hey, let's try this one. And they lick it and go, shit, nothing. And they go around and they find, hey, look at that, look at it, and nothing.
Seriously, this is a thing within your friend group? Or you?
And then they go around again and they lick it. They go, hey, we found it. You know.
We found it.
See, this is what we found.
I have other buddies that do like other frog venom ceremonies and things of that nature. There's all kinds of stuff that surround like the toxins of animals and whatnot. And there's like other ones particularly where you have to like burn the skin and then you place the venom into the burn.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. For the toxin from the frog into the there. Burn.
This is what? Witch doctor?
Yeah. Almost.
Right, damn close.
Almost, yeah.
There's like a lot of other cultures and stuff like that that do a lot of different ceremonies where they ingest different chemicals and toxins, and they use it as like a spiritual.
I will not.
Well, it's just like the people in Haiti, who do voodoo. It's like for them, they get the toxin from the puffer fish, and the venom from that fish basically is what they use to slow your heart rate down,
and then they
bury you alive, and then they 3 days they come back or whatever, it's the whole experience.
You're buried alive for 3 days. How are you alive?
It slows down your heart rate and your breathing rate so low that it appears that you're dead.
But you're not.
And, you know, they talk about zombies or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that zombies really don't exist, but going through that trauma basically puts you into that mental state of being a zombie or whatever.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's a really cool movie about the whole thing.
I know someone who died from frog.
Called The Serpent and the Rainbow. And it kind of deals with that. Because the pufferfish is something called Texotoctrin. And that's what they use in Haiti with all the voodoo ceremonies and stuff like that. So these people are kind of doing the same thing with the frog just to get the high.
Yeah, but I've also known people. Well, I know one person who died from that.
From licking a frog?
Not licking a frog.
Kissing a frog.
Some of the venom.
Oh.
Yeah. There's like...
Yeah, well, you got to be careful with that stuff. This is dangerous.
Yeah, but it was like through a doctor.
You can't... Well, even so, I mean, you can't go around licking any frog.
Yeah.
You know, like, I wouldn't go licking Kermit.
Fair. You don't know where he's been.
Exactly.
And he's one of the most documented frogs.
Exactly.
Exactly.
He's been around. I don't know what he's caught. And he hangs around with all these weird people.
I know, Miss Piggy.
Oh, boy. What a bitch.
She's a character.
Nice ad. That's a very good ad. Good ad on that. I like that one. She's a character. Way to go.
Kayokta.
All right.
Do you want me to finish?
Are we done, or is that what's news?
Technically, there's more.
Oh,
if you want me to read it.
We're done.
Okay,
so we're done with what's news.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
We got along the main points. What's
news? We paraphrased.
Decrease and increase.
Oh my gosh! Exactly. All right. What time is it right now, then?
11:23.
Oh, you know what? It's time to play the game then, isn't it?
Well, no way.
way.
Oh my gosh.
And let's see what Casey comes up
I
with.
Know. And now the game show that transforms Steve Tyler into John Lennon while covering Come Together. Quiz me. Quiz you.
I thought she was going to say something about the frogs. But
I think that came from the frogs.
Steve Tyler's looking too many frogs.
Yeah, he has. He almost looks like a frog.
Yeah, he said while covering the song Come Together, he transformed into another rock star.
Nice. Wow, not sober.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's also like Beyonce, you know, being Sasha Fierce on stage.
Oh, please.
I don't think we should promote, you know, multiple personality disorder.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think? I'm thinking it's fine. Okay, let's go ahead. All right.
First question.
Hey, there's intern Christopher. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I like your shirt there.
I'm good.
Thank you. It's a sweater.
It's a sweater. It looks good.
I like that song.
Yeah.
Oh, I like question number one, so we'll start with that.
All righty, let's go. Gonna kick your girl's butt.
What is the name of the bird in Dumbledore's office?
Nia.
Nia?
Phoenix, I think.
No.
No, it is a phoenix.
That's the type of bird, but it's not the name.
Oh, come on, Sean.
I don't know the name.
Otherwise, so-and-so wouldn't have come to you.
He's acting out, Dumbledore.
Yeah, wow.
He's going.
Okay, see, do you have a guess while he's doing his acting routine?
No, what are phoenix-y names?
What are phoenix-y names?
No, not all.
Sunshine.
No.
No.
What?
No.
If you can't think of it, I'm going to have to
move on.
Damn.
Come on.
Otherwise.
Don't look it up.
Oh, no, I don't. I don't look any of them up.
I can't think of it. Damn it.
Can't think of it. It's Fox.
Fox! That's right.
Fox. Yeah, that's
F-A-W-K-E-S.
Okay.
Fox, yeah.
I would not have guessed that. That didn't sound right.
All right. Question number two. Maybe you'll get this one.
Okay.
Maybe.
No, I should watch the marathon this
week. When did Ringo Starr release his single Hey Baby?
Casey?
Maybe I will not
get this one. 1980.
No.
Sean. 72?
No. But you guys are the you guys are the same amount of years apart.
There was 72.
You can do some quick maths. So you might be able to get it.
I don't know how old. Wait. Casey, how old are you?
Oh, my
God. I'm 32.
Okay. I don't know.
What does that have to do with this?
I thought that's
what are you doing?
Said.
New math?
No, I... Look.
He said 1980.
No, she said 80. I said 72.
Yeah, okay, that's what it was. Yeah, and I said they were the same amount of years apart. If you do some quick maths, you can figure it out.
I went to a different tab, and I was about to like calculate how.
So do you have a guess?
Sean and Casey are.
Casey.
Wow.
Casey.
That was a different tab.
1978?
No.
76.
There you go. Okay. 4 years.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, question number three.
Oh, my God. We're rolling out.
All right. Which baseball team has never gone to the World Series?
Oh,
Casey.
Casey?
The Astros.
No.
Went and won.
I know.
Then why did
like,
you,
what you
say
do?
We're not, moving it along.
Yeah, not that they haven't won a World Series. They have never gone to the World Series.
I don't even know.
And there's only one
team.
Same.
It's only one team.
Jeez.
Oh, that's really sad.
Though, to give a hint, it is on the West Coast.
Oof.
Sean. Arizona Diamondbacks?
No.
Maybe it's a Washington team. I don't know any baseball team names. I know like three.
Anything?
I don't even know all that many baseball teams.
Yeah.
Okay. Seattle's gone. San Francisco's gone. Oakland's gone.
One of those is not correct.
So is the Diamond.
Really?
One of those is not correct.
Seattle.
Sean. Oakland.
No, it was Seattle. Seattle Mariners have never gone to the World Series.
I literally said
Seattle really? Mariners have never gone?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Never gone
My
to the World Series.
My brother's a big Seattle fan, too.
I feel like it's Washington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, question number four.
Wow. I thought Seattle's gone. Mm. Interesting.
What famous film starring Humphrey Bogart premiered in 1942?
Sean. Casablanca?
That is correct.
Show you.
Nice.
All right, question number five.
Nice.
Noise.
I hope question number five is noise.
Noise.
Ribbit.
1/8 of the U.S. population. Wow. Wah humbug to you too. 1/8 of the U.S. population has worked where?
Like 1/8.
It's a work.
Casey. McDonald's.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Way to go, Case.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know where I pulled that from.
Yeah, I was thinking I had to be more specific with like restaurant, but nah, she got it. Just bam.
It was either that or Walmart.
Fair.
Yeah, fair. All right, we're gonna bam on to question number six. You're liking that, aren't you? Bam! She is.
Don't encourage him.
What famous TV game show debuted on NBC in 1956?
Game show 1956.
Sean. Let's make a deal?
No.
1956? Casey? Press my luck or press your luck?
No. You have to make sure you get this right.
Thanks for that. Oh my gosh, Nia, Price is Right.
There you go. She got the clue.
Yeah. Boy, she did turn around. She's like, well, thanks for that.
She's like, oh, it's a thing.
That was actually
all right, question number Nia. 7. All right. And this is a stop laughing, Fuzzball.
Fuzzball?
Yeah. All right.
I think Cock-a-Mouth would have a different.
Can I continue?
No.
Too bad. All right. How much of Maine's land is covered by forest? This is a percentage number.
I don't know. Forest is only about like 6 foot, right?
That's a good one. Half a point right here, right now.
I love that.
Half point.
Okay, cuts it off. I love that. All right, wait. What's the question again?
What percentage? How much of Maine's land is covered by forest?
Oh, Maine's?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know the one all the way up in the corner?
Covered by forest.
We forget about it
sometimes.
I'm
going to go, Casey?
65. No.
That was close to my guess. Sean. I was going to guess
70. 80.
No, but that is really close.
Really? That much?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why so many horror movies are based off of there.
Just endless forest?
Yeah. I mean,
that does sound like a horror movie.
Endless things much. For people to trip over. So,
yeah.
Exactly. 82.
No, it's even closer though.
Sean. 85.
No, too high.
Ah,
Nia. Oh no, you gotta let Casey go. I'm sorry.
84.
No.
Nia. 83.
Yes.
Fuck it.
Kristen Wright.
Wow.
She's really happy this round.
Because I've gotten like 3 questions right. All right. It's all been by accident.
Yeah, so congratulations. Here's a participation trophy.
Thanks.
And process of elimination.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
All right. What animal was in the first picture on Instagram?
Casey? A cat.
No.
Nia.
A
dog.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, it was a picture of a dog and the creator's girlfriend's feet. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
There's your fun fact for the day. Question number 9. Thank you.
Beep, beep, beep.
Who? Which?
I'll start. I'm on the play.
Which president removed broccoli from the White House menu?
Sean. George Bush. Bush.
Bush.
Bush.
Bush.
Bush.
Yes, George Bush.
George Bush.
Bush. George Burns. No, it was George Bush.
Oh, George Burns. I like him. All right, question number 10. Last question.
Yay!
Woo!
Has anyone been keeping track?
I have.
Who's been winning?
You.
Heck yeah!
All right. How many moons orbit Saturn?
77!
Wrong planet, so no.
Damn it.
Because I said Saturn, not Jupiter. Nice try.
I know. Right when I said it, I knew.
Casey?
7?
No, it's up there with Jupiter. A bit lower, but it's still up there.
Sean? 65.
No, that is very close, though.
Nia? 70.
No. Slower.
Casey?
Come on.
Lower than 70?
Lower and 65.
62.
Yeah!
Nice.
We got a 62 number. We got a 63 number. Because that was the answer to the one.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
All right. Very cool.
Right.
Woo! Yeah. Who was the winner?
Nia.
Heck yeah.
Wow. Nia won today.
For like the first time in like ever.
Yeah.
I know. It's so exciting.
I think I've only won like maybe twice in the past year.
Of course, this time you were really paying attention though too, and that
sort
helps.
Of.
She's screaming out facts that weren't even relevant.
Yeah.
She was just dumping her brain Jeopardy style.
Pretty much. I wasn't really paying attention. It was more that my random facts applied more.
Blue. Only on a Thursday.
Surprisingly correct.
Not Rushmore.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Oh my gosh. Alrighty, guys. Oh shit, where did my paper go? Oh well.
Ha!
I forgot it. Anyway.
Do you need the paper?
Maybe, who knows?
I have the paper. No, I don't.
All right,
have
goodbye.
The
paper.
Yeah.
Just wait, social media.
Social media? That's right, exactly. Thank you guys for joining us, first of all. Social media today is basically our website, which is yourweeklydose.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. And, of course, you can always email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com. And Facebook, follow us on Your Weekly Dose.
My Instagram is Nia Caitlin Ketstever. And Ketstever Studios, where
you got your own?
No, I was debating on which one to say. And in both of those links, you can find all my other socials. Just click on the link in those bios.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! I'm out of Facebook jail still.
Woo!
Yeah, you're such a good girl now.
I know. I've been behaving, but I've been busy, so I haven't been on Facebook very much either.
I'm so disappointed.
But you can find me there, KCN Summers.
All right. Hey, guys, if you want to follow me, Sean, on any of the social media, I just made it easy for everybody. It is simply Sean R. Unplugged. So, and guys, don't forget, too, that you can listen to all of our past shows, not only on our website, but you can also hear it on Delmarva Talk Radio, Wednesday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m., and also on Lime City Radio at noon, Wednesday through Friday afternoons, and, of course, live here every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And 10 a.m. Pacific time. So, and we thank you for guys joining us today. We do appreciate it.
Did we talk about last or the 2 weeks ago who won the T-shirt?
You know what? I don't know if we did or not. I don't remember. I know where my paper went too. I think I lost it or threw it away by accident. I don't know. But somebody won.
Somebody won 2 weeks ago.
And
so now
I don't have the name. But the reason
getting Steve's manner.
But the reason was because it was Mickey Mouse's birthday last week.
Okay.
And in the song "Seen Is It So" by Bon Jovi, there's a line about Mickey Mouse is what it was. So that was a clue. And sorry I forgot your name, but we'll maybe say it next week too as well.
Woo.
So.
Alrighty, nice. All right. And then we got
to
call.
And
in.
We got to try to figure out why we're playing this song for this week as well too. So don't forget, email us your answer at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com and tell us why we're playing eBay by Weird Al Yankovic. Until then, guys, go out, have fun, enjoy, and don't forget Cyber Monday too, man. A lot of shopping to do. Go out and get your shopping done, and don't forget to also use Amazon. Just make sure you go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and shop to your heart's delight. Till then, be good to each other, people. Woo! Take care. Next week starts our Christmas shows.
Yeah. Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.